Today is a feast day of St. Joseph the Worker. St. Joseph is one of the few saints that has more than one feast day. Our Blessed Mother has many feast days. St. John the Baptist has two. And St. Joseph has two, one on March 19th. And then today's feast day, in which we think of St. Joseph as the patron saint and model for all workers. We look back in history to see why this particular feast day was established. We see, first of all, that way back in the late 1800s, in the year 1889 to be exact, the socialists decided to have May Day, which was a day, the first day of May, was dedicated to workers. And the socialists were not looking at it from a religious point of view, but from the fact that they were celebrating the idea of work from a communist or from a socialist point of view. And so in 1955, Pope Pius XII decided to, in a sense, sanctify this day, a day that had been chosen by the communists, by the socialists, to honor work. And the Pope says, we're going to honor St. Joseph on this day because he's really the patron saint of workers. And the Church has always upheld Joseph as a model and example. For example, Pope Pius IX, back in 1870, declared St. Joseph to be the patron of the universal church. And then in 1889, the popes declared him to be the patron saint of fathers and husbands. Pope Benedict XV, at the turn of the century, said St. Joseph is the protector of workers. And then in 1955, as I mentioned, Pius XII declared this day the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker. So we see that in the history and theology of the Church has always upheld the sanctity and the dignity of human work from a religious and from a spiritual point of view. And if you read the writings of Pope Leo XIII or our own Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, you'll see that they wrote a great deal about the dignity and the theology of work. And they base it upon the fact that God himself was a creator. God himself was a worker. As scripture says, he created the heavens and the earth. He created the entire universe. And then he made man in his own image and likeness. And we know that we are made in the image and likeness because we have an intellect, we have a free will, but also because God allows us to be co-creators with him. Parents are called procreators because they participate in the bringing about the creation of new life in the womb. But then all workers, all of us, have a part in being co-creators with God in building beautiful things. Think of the magnificent cathedrals and shrines that have been built over the years, the magnificent buildings and bridges and hospitals, and the beautiful works of art that have been created that fill the museums of the world. When we do these things, we are cooperating in a very special work, a very divine work, in a sense, that we also participate in making this world more beautiful and creating. And so the Church upholds the great dignity of work. And then it says that Joseph, though, should be our special example and model for how to do our work in a very holy way. The Church teaches us that whenever we do our work, we should do it for the glory of God and for his honor. That we should always do our work in the presence of God. That we should do our work in a humble way and not to take credit ourselves, but always to give the glory to God. We should persevere in our efforts to do our work, and we should see the great dignity and really the holiness of doing our work. We can offer our work, if it's unpleasant, as reparation for our sins and for the sins of others. We can unite the sufferings that might come from our work and unite them to Christ on the cross. And so our work can not only be sort of a reparation, but it also can be sanctifying. And work also is dignifying and filled with satisfaction. When we do a job well done, we can look at that and we can truly take fulfillment and satisfaction in the work we have done for the glory of God. Even our first parents, Adam and Eve in the garden, were given work to do, because it's not good for a person to be idle. You know, we see this oftentimes, how discouraged and depressed people get when they lose their jobs. When a person doesn't have work to do, there's a lack of fulfillment or inner satisfaction. So the church sees work as something good, something holy, and something sanctifying. And we should do all of our work as Saint Joseph did his work, namely, for the glory of God. He did it in the presence of God, because he did it with our Lord Jesus, who was there in the carpenter shop with him. He did his work in a humble, persevering way, and in a way in which was very sanctifying. So Saint Joseph was a manual laborer. He worked with wood. He was a carpenter. And he's the one who taught Christ how to work. And he's the one who was able to teach Christ his trade as a carpenter. Even in today's gospel, Jesus was referred to as the carpenter's son. So on this day of St. Joseph the Worker, let's use St. Joseph as our example and make sure that the work we do, whether it be taking care of the home, doing the cooking, the cleaning, working in a particular job outside the home, no matter what we do, we should do for the glory of God, with St. Joseph as our patron and as our model. God bless you.